In April 1841, while organizing a concert at O'Neill's public house to raise money for striking spinners in Glasgow, Pinkerton couldn't take his eyes off 14-year-old Joan Carfrae, a bookbinder's apprentice who was singing soprano at the event. An Edinburgh orphan, Joan had been reared by her aunt, who educated her. She was a kind young girl who sang in Glasgow's Unitarian Church on Centre Street and was as committed as Pinkerton was to workers' rights. Alan courted her for almost a year before they married on March 13, 1842, when Joan was 15. She may have misled Pinkerton into believing she was 18. He was 22. The next month, Joan shared a filthy cabin with other women, and Alan wedged into the crew's quarters aboard the merchant ship Kent, sailing for America, and what the young couple hoped would be a better life. Pinkerton paid for their passage by working as the ship's cooper. Their first stop was to be Montreal, but storms blew the Kent far off course, and she foundered 250 miles south on ice and reefs at Sable Island, southeast of Halifax, Nova Scotia. A lifeboat carried them to shore, where Indian raiders promptly robbed them of the few possessions they carried, including Joan's wedding ring. In May, they finally reached Montreal with only 25 pennies in Pinkerton's pocket. Alan and Joan found a room in a boarding house, and Alan scratched out a living in Montreal making beef barrels until he was laid off several months later. Giving up on Canada, the couple planned to book a steamer south to Chicago, but they changed their minds and moved instead to the village of Warsaw in western Illinois. Calamity struck once more. They were robbed of everything but the clothes on their back, so they decided to return to their original plan and move to Chicago. Chicago in 1842 was a growing frontier town of 1,200 hardy people and some 24 businesses, packed along muddy, rutted streets with cattle herded on them to slaughterhouses and reeking gutters filled with garbage. Robbie Fergus, an old Glasgow friend who had settled there, let the couple stay in one of his rooms and helped Pinkerton find a job at Lil's Brewery at the corner of Pine Street and Chicago Avenue, working for 50 cents a day making beer barrels as a cooper.